This is a turning. This is Kathleen Pearl, and this is a Middle Eastern geopolitical analysis summary interspersed with some visions. So the first vision I had was about 6 weeks ago, and I saw a pirate's hook, like they would wear on their hand, going from Iraq through Chechnya, Georgia, and the south of Russia around the Black Sea into Turkey and then hooking into Syria. But it was going around the northern part of Israel from the Mediterranean Sea, from Turkey to the northern part of Israel into Syria. This was an alignment. Nothing was happening in the Middle East at this time. Since then, all of this alignment has begun to happen. Today is the 14th of October, 2015. Now, on the 11th of October, 2015, I had several visions. So my take, my analysis, geopolitical Middle Eastern analysis, is from prayer. The Lord shows me something, and then He brings the information to confirm what I've seen. Although these next two visions, I don't know. They have not come to pass yet. I just had them several days ago. I saw a vision of the Lord shaking the earth. And then suddenly, the second vision was the Lord turned the entire earth in its orbit around 180 degrees. And I've never, ever had a vision like this. It was very dramatic. And it was very radical. The next vision I had was a crescent moon, and it was over the Middle East. Coalition forming in the southern part of the Middle East region. Now, Egypt's considered, and I would say southern from Israel. So it started in Egypt, went through Saudi Arabia, into Iraq, Bahrain, the Arab Emirates. That was generally the coalition. And that coalition now is coming, is just being formed in this last week. Let me go to Syria, because that's the linchpin for what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Syria, we have Assad's forces, which are backed by Russia and Hezbollah and Iran, and also Al-Quds. Al-Quds is the military special forces of the Iranian Guard. Al-Quds. Quds is the name, the Farsi name, and the Arabic, by the way, for Jerusalem. Of course, their purpose is to take back Jerusalem, to put it under Islamic control. And Hezbollah is funded by Iran. It operates. Mainly, it's been operating in Syria and Lebanon. This is a Shiite Muslim alignment. Now, in Israeli Hamas and Islamic Jihad, these two are in Israel. Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Hamas is Muslim Brotherhood, and it's Sunni and Islamic Jihad. But they're dovetailing with ISIS and the anti-Assad forces in Syria. Why? Because all Muslims, the prophecy over Abraham Ishmael was that he was the wild donkey of a man, and his hand was against everyone. And Ishmael had 12 sons, and the prophecy was they became 12 nations. So they're always quarreling and having, it's just very difficult for them to agree on anything ever. But when it comes to Jerusalem, they will all unify. That's the one factor of unifying all the Muslim internationally. They all want to drive Israel into the Mediterranean Sea and establish the wider Islamic caliphate with Jerusalem as the center. Now, previously, before the Ottoman Turks had Israel for 400 years, and they had an Islamic caliphate all the way through North Africa, the Middle East. I want to get into that a little bit later. So let me just table about that there's been a breakup of the entire Muslim world since the Muslim Turks were evicted from Jerusalem in 1917 by Allenby. Now, the anti-Assad forces, Assad, are ISIS, and those are the main ones, and the insurgents, or what they call the anti-Assad forces. That's just what they call them, insurgents. That's a real generic term. But ISIS is USA-trained and armed. Just a couple of days ago, 30 tons of ammunition was airdropped by the United States to ISIS, We also let some of their leaders that are now leaders out of Guantanamo. And we also, when we pulled out of Iraq, we left them all our assets, trucks, surface-to-air launch missiles, all kinds of stuff, military hardware, which has never, ever been done before. You always take your assets with you. Putin was just interviewed several days ago in which he clearly stated the facts that the United States of America is behind ISIS and has funded, not only trained them through the CIA and the military, but funded and equipped them with military hardware. So this is turning out to be a proxy war between Russia and the United States. ISIS is Sunni, supposedly. Right today, the Iranian Russians have ground forces. Okay, they've been doing aerial sorties, taking out ISIS, but now they're boots on the ground, taking the country back for assault. Now, this may prompt Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia to coalesce into coming into Syria also. And this will coalesce into a Sunni-Shiite regional war. This looks like what's happening. Hence, the Pirate's Hook, the hook coming in and dragging in the Shiites, and then the Sunnis are the crescent moon. Now, Russia has always had historical tension with its Turkish neighbors. Before the Soviet era, the war at 1917, when the Bolshevik Revolution happened. Prior to that, Russia was a Christian Russian Orthodox country. It was Mother Russia, Imperial Russia. And her southern border was all held by the Turks from the Ottoman Empire. Turkey ruled that whole Central Asian region all the way up to China, where the Uyghurs are. All those countries speak a Turkish-based language. Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Uyghur even is not Chinese. It's a Turkic-based language, and they're all Muslim. They're all Sunni Muslim. Turkey has always been a threat to Russia at her southern borders. Hence, she made alliances with and treaties with Iraq and Syria to offset the Turkish power base there. Russia aligns herself with the Shiites, and they have war treaties. And if someone hits you, we'll go to bat for you. This whole polarizing, everybody's being drugged into this. And it looks like the potential is to, not only is it destabilizing the entire Middle East, which Putin bought out before his UN speech, but it's also dragging Europe into it now through the Ukraine and through Germany and some other things, which are side issues. But one of the possible reasons that Obama made this Iranian nuclear deal and then involved the UN, this is chess, okay, this is geopolitical chess, was to try to destabilize the Russian treaties with Iran, to try to unbalance the power that Russia has with Iran. But I think it has blowback. It's not working the way he wants. The macro global game here is, the upshot is to threaten the entire world with a nuclear terror in order to bring international globalization. That only the international body politic can bring control and restrain the potential annihilation of the entire planet. So this is prophetically, and this is how this happens with prophecy, is prophecy is fulfilled, and then after somebody comes and contextualizes, this happened with Jesus and his disciples. His disciples were with him for his death and resurrection, and he appeared to them, and then Jesus explained to his disciples, who were participants in the prophetic events being fulfilled, all the prophecies that pertained to his death, burial, and resurrection. So even Jesus had to explain to his disciples, how much more us. Prophecy it's not a given, and it's only in part. So Psalm 8, it seems that Psalm 82, according to the players in the Middle East region, and Ezekiel 38 and 39 are unfolding. We'll probably know after the fact, but this is war against God of the universe in Psalm 2 and Psalm 110.